This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The military needs money for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the question now is, will that money come with a deadline? Today, the Senate voted in favor of a timeline for withdrawal of troops from Iraq. Last week, the House also approved a war funding measure with a deadline. The White House is threatening to veto any measure with a timetable. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, it's looking like the president will get a chance to carry out that threat.
By a vote of 50-48, the Senate acted to keep language now in the measure that sets a goal for a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. Under the provision, troops would have to be out of Iraq by March 31, 2008, and the withdrawal would have to begin within 4 months of the bill's enactment. Republican critics tried to remove those deadlines, accusing Democrats of micromanaging the war. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona, a leading candidate for his party's presidential nomination and a staunch supporter of the war, strongly denounced the deadlines.
This bill should be named the State Certain for Surrender Act. A second-year cadet at West Point will tell you if you announce to the enemy that you're leaving, it's a recipe for defeat. We are making progress in Iraq, and we're making significant progress. To hamstring and to announce that we are leaving is one of the most shameful things I've ever seen.
But Republicans, while arguing against the timetable, say they won't filibuster the bill, which provides some $122 billion to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan for the rest of the fiscal year. GOP leaders decided to let the process move forward, acknowledging a negotiated compromise between the Senate and House will now all but certainly result in a bill that includes timetables, and that just as likely it will be vetoed by the president. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell denied Republicans were seeking political cover.
I don't think we need any political cover here. The issue is perfectly clear. Do you want to provide funding for the troops, as Senator McCain has pointed out? And just how much do you want to pork the bill up in the name of the troops in order to get funding for things that ought to be handled in the regular process around here? And some would argue maybe aren't immediate emergencies.
Like their House counterparts, Senate appropriators have added billions to the war funding bill for non-related matters, including agriculture funds, money to pay for next year's Democratic and Republican political conventions, and for Hurricane Katrina-related relief. The White House has cited those provisions and the troop withdrawal deadlines as reasons President Bush would veto the measure, prompting this response from Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont.
The president's threatened to veto this bill if the troop withdrawal provision is included. That's not surprising, for White House has stubbornly refused to change course, even in the face of dwindling support for the American people whose sons and daughters are dying.
In fact, a new Pew Research Center poll found 59% of those surveyed support the House bill's deadline of August 2008 for withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq. Democrats hope to use that sentiment to ultimately force the president to go along with some sort of withdrawal timeline. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid said he was open to negotiations with the president over a bill that Mr. Bush and congressional Democrats could all support, but didn't sound overly optimistic.
I would hope that he would be willing to work with us in coming up with some language that both bodies could accept. At this stage, he has been very non-negotiable, so we'll see what happens.
Reid said he expected the Senate to complete its work on the war funding bill perhaps as soon as tomorrow and begin negotiations with the House on a final version of the measure within weeks. Brian Naylor, NPR News.